Violence broke out on the streets of Belfast in Northern Ireland on Saturday in what has been called the worst riot in a decade. They began on Saturday when members of the Orange Order, a large Protestant brotherhood, were banned from marching through a largely Catholic neighborhood in Belfast. Chris Thornton has been following the story in Belfast. He's political correspondent for the Belfast Telegraph, and he joins us by phone from his home in Northern Ireland. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome, Lynn.
I wonder if you could describe exactly what the situation was there, the scale and scope of the violence there.
As you said, it's some of the worst rioting we've seen in a number of years. On Saturday night, in the immediate aftermath of this parade, there was some very serious confrontations between loyalist supporters of the Orange Order and the police and army here. That continued on Sunday evening, and police are reporting some rioting in the city tonight in a few isolated areas.
Now, these are not riots between Protestants and Catholics, right? I mean,
They're between the security forces here and Protestants.
And is that significantly different?
It is, in that, one of the significant points is that the Protestants, the Protestant organizations behind this, loyalist organizations, were actually shooting at the police. We've had rioting is a pretty regular feature of summer life in Belfast on a lower scale, so much so that we kind of cynically refer to people as recreational rioters. They spend their weekends in small scale riots, but this is on a much higher level. There were something like 50 police officers injured over the last two nights. They haven't had to use the anti-riot plastic bullets for a number of years here until this summer, but they fired dozens of them last night, and they actually had to fire live ammunition back at the gunmen who were attacking them.
What does this mean in terms of things have been quite peaceful in Northern Ireland? What does this means in terms of peace in Northern Ireland now?
Well, there's two aspects of that, I think. There's the immediate political context that it falls into. This autumn, the British and Irish governments had hoped to kickstart a new set of negotiations that would restore a local government to Northern Ireland. They were going to do this on the basis of an IRA statement that came this summer. The Irish Republican Army said it was giving up its armed campaign. It's believed to be disposing of all of its weapons now. The American State Department envoy, Mitchell Reese, is in Belfast at the moment. He'd arrived to help sort of pave the way into those talks. But this casts a real pall over it, and the atmosphere they were aiming for to start those talks is pretty much evaporated. It also points to a much deeper political situation in that Protestants, there's a deep malaise running through the Protestant community at the minute, a deep unhappiness with the direction of the peace process. Now, there's a couple of points about that. First of all, what they see themselves as having sacrificed quite a few things. Their local militia, it was announced this summer, the militia of the British Army is to be disbanded. The police force has had its name changed to a much more neutral name. The Protestant community had considered the police their own. So they had seen all these concessions, what they describe as concessions, over the past decade, but it's taken 11 years now to get from the point of ceasefire to the point where the IRA says it will no longer exist, and they're just deeply skeptical about that.
So, could this mean the end of the ceasefire?
I don't think so. The loyalist groups that I was speaking about before, the Ulster Volunteer Force and the Ulster Defence Association, the Protestant paramilitary groups, they are probably going to have their ceasefires declared void by the British government in the next week or so. It's kind of a technical matter, there's advantages for them in terms of their prisoners being released from prison to get early release for them to sign up for these ceasefires. So the hope is that after a period of time that they would behave themselves, basically.
And I understand that these riots are taking place in Protestant neighborhoods, so although the rioters are Protestant, they're actually causing more harm than good to their own neighborhoods.
That's right, and I think that's one of the indications how deeply unhappy politically. See, part of the situation in Northern Ireland is that the two sides kind of measure themselves against the success or perceived failures of the other side. And the Catholics, the Irish nationalists in Northern Ireland, have had a very successful run politically. They're quite a vibrant and active political organization, especially since the IRA has on the whole, given up violence. And the confidence that they exude somehow makes especially Protestants and Protestant working class areas of Belfast feel that they're failing somehow. But they also do have some genuine grievances, the Protestants of these working class areas of Belfast there.
Thanks so much for joining us today, Chris.
You're welcome.
Chris Thornton is a political correspondent for the Belfast Telegraph. He joined us by phone from his home in Northern Ireland. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.